The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Hello. Today we have lots of things to cover. My name is Donovan Carroll, and you're listening to Millennial Musings. We're going to talk about Lent, guns, and an update on how I'm doing in college. So, I'd like to start with the college thing. I'm in a couple of classes. I'm in a class called Topics in Religious History, which is a terrible idea to take at a secular university, because my professor is a Wiccan feminist. Yes, you heard me right. The professor speaking about topics in religious history is a Wiccan feminist, and those topics are heresy and witchcraft in the Catholic Church. So a Wiccan feminist is going to be teaching me about heresy and witchcraft in the Catholic Church. Imagine how that's going for me. This professor told me that in the 10th to 12th centuries, the Catholic Church tolerated homosexuality and prostitution because it stopped men from molesting and raping and abusing children and other women. If that doesn't just beat everything, because, well, you see, it's not true, and it's just a bunch of postmodernist bullcrap. So, that's what I've been up against lately. She also claims that priests and clergy went into battle in the Middle Ages with clubs because they weren't allowed to draw blood. I don't know about you, but if I hit her over the head with a giant club, I can assure you she would probably bleed. Otherwise, my semester's going pretty well. I'm very, very busy, but not too busy to make a podcast and let you all know how I plan on solving the world's problems. So, Lent and guns shouldn't take too long. Ash Wednesday fell on Valentine's Day, so I walked around telling everybody, Happy Valentine's Day. Huh? Yeah, I know. But the funny thing was, I gave up alcohol, and every time I talked to a woman that day, I said, Man, I'm not sure I can talk to you because I gave up alcohol, and that means I gave up things that are intoxicating. It didn't work. It didn't work. I thought it was a golden line, but it didn't work. Not the way I hoped, anyways. Most women were kind of creeped out by it. I guess that's fair. But tweet me, DonovanCarrollMM. Let me know what you gave up for Lent, and how you plan on growing in your faith closer to God this Lent. I would love to hear from you, and we can converse about that. I'm also trying to read all four Gospels this Lent. I think that'd be cool. Be a good goal, because I've never read all four Gospels, at least not in one sitting in their entirety. So that'd be a good thing for me to do. In the words of Father Larry Richards, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed. So, gotta read the Bible to have breakfast, gotta read the Bible to go to bed. Still something I'm working on. I am Catholic after all, and us Catholics don't know the Bible. But anyways, what's in the news? Pretty much just guns. Pretty much just guns are in the news. And I like to take a stab at a couple of things that are bothering me about guns being in the news. So, back in February 16th, Jimmy Kimmel accused the NRA of buying politicians, and I'd like to explain why that's just not true. Between 1998 and 2016, the NRA spent about $13 million on all candidates, parties, and leadership political action committees, according to the Daily Wire. By the way, the Daily Wire, where Ben Shapiro's the editor-in-chief, you don't really need any more. I mean, I love it. I read it every day. The Daily Wire and Prager University. Those are the two staples to my news and political philosophies that I gather. The NRA has given $13 million to candidates, parties, and political action committees. The amount that they've spent themselves is about $144 million, plus another $45.9 million on lobbying, so a total of about $203.2 million over 18 years, again, according to the Daily Wire. Now, let's compare that to some of the other political donors. If the NRA owns politicians off of $13 million a year and $45.9 million of lobbying, we're in big trouble with these other companies. Labor unions spent $1.713 billion on political activities in the 2016 election cycle. $13 million or $1.7 billion? Who owns politicians? Who campaigns more? Let's think about it. From 2008 to 2010, they spent $2.2 billion in 2 years. In 2012, unions spent $1.69 billion. Now, who owns politicians? Is it the NRA? Because 13 million sounds a lot less than 2.2, 1.69, or 1.713 billion. Planned Parenthood, the slaughterhouse, spent 33.9 million from 2012 through 2016 election cycles. They're an organization that receives hundreds of millions in federal funding, and yet they can donate to political campaigns? They can donate to stuff pertaining to election cycles? How does that work? How does that work at all? I don't understand. So the NRA owns people off of 13 million, but Planned Parenthood and labor unions, I don't know. I don't even have words for it. So that's one thing that's been bothering me, the myth of the NRA. Another thing that's been bugging me is these people's call for gun control. This article in the Daily Wire says every single government authority failed in Parkland, and they expect Americans to forfeit our self-defense rights to them. That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. For some reason, we have to rely on the government to protect us. But guess what? This is Ben Shapiro. We know the Broward County Sheriff's deputies were called to the home of the Parkland shooter at least 39 times since 2010. We know the Sheriff's Department was warned multiple times. We know that on a YouTube comment, it was reported to the FBI that he said he was going to be a school shooter. We know that four officers, according to CNN, refused to run in during the slaughter that killed 17 children. And these are the people we want to hand our guns over to protect us. Wow. That is the epitome of logic. It just makes perfect sense. And this brings me to my third thing that I really don't like. What is this with using these high school kids as political props? I don't get it. To these kids, they survived a tragedy, so they're supposed to be experts? Like this David Hogg fellow? He claims to be a survivor, but all the conspiracy theories surrounding him, I don't even know what to believe about the kid. David Hogg, he's got a little blue check mark on Twitter because he tweets and complains about the NRA. It's so frustrating. I don't even know where to begin. If you survive a shooting, are you an expert on guns? On gun control? On mass murder? That's like saying, if you survive a mugging, you're an expert on mugging. If you survive a fall down into the Grand Canyon, you're an expert on geology. It's like saying if you survive a drunk driving crash, you're an expert on drunk driving. You're an expert on all the sociological and philosophical implications that involve drunk driving. It just doesn't work that way. These kids are victims. These kids are getting politically involved, so that's kind of cool, I guess, from a political science perspective, that these kids are getting involved. But why are they being used as props? You know, it's like Ben Shapiro said in his interview with Piers Morgan years ago, the left is standing on the graves of children right now. They don't have anything of substance to say. It is mind-boggling. And the left is championing this little Latinx bisexual girl. They want to lower the voting age to 16. I'm sorry, I don't want the generation that is currently eating Tide Pods on YouTube to necessarily have a say in whether or not I get to keep my guns. Forgive me. It doesn't make any sense. And the CNN town hall. The CNN town hall that happened, it was all scripted. That boy that was a junior ROTC who survived the shooting, also apparently an expert because he survived the shooting, but that boy, why isn't anyone listening to him? He's an expert, right? He survived the shooting, and yet CNN scripted the whole thing. He couldn't ask the questions he wanted to ask. And all this stuff, you can look it up. I don't understand. It's all a mess. We're so polarized right now. And when people are saying, don't arm teachers, pay them more, don't arm teachers, how can you want to arm teachers? No one is making this sort of compulsory program to have teachers be armed. No one is suggesting that it'd be anything but voluntary. You're just allowed to exercise your rights on school property. How is this any different than anything? I don't understand where the left is coming from. There's no logic when it comes to these mass shootings and when it comes to gun control. Logic is thrown out the door in favor of emotion, in favor of using children. I mean, people were vilifying Trump because he used children. Well, you know who else he used children? Hitler. Ergo, Trump and that little Latinx girl and David Hogg? Hitler, I guess, or something. Is that how that works? Leftist logic? Can I spin that on him? No, probably not. But AR-15s, for example, the weapon that Nicholas Cruz used, they kill less people from 2005 to 2011 than fists did. Why doesn't anyone want to talk about pistols? Why doesn't anyone want to talk about hammers? Blunt objects, they killed more people than rifles. They killed more people than shotguns. Blunt objects like hammers or fists killed more people than shotguns and rifles combined. No one wants to talk about that, though. It's too politically inconvenient. That about wraps it up. We can't touch it all. We could sit here and talk all day about gun control. I just wanted to highlight some of the major grievances I have with the movement going on right now. And like I said, there's not much I can say that hasn't already been iterated by Ben Shapiro or Dana Loesch. These guys are giving some great commentary on Twitter. Ann Coulter, Matt Walsh. There's nothing I can say that these guys haven't said. I can just, if I sit here and talk about it, I'm just going to be regurgitating what they've already said. They're the sources that I've been using to compile this data. And I want you to go out and read it for yourself. It's not hard to be politically informed unless you're a leftist or unless you watch CNN. But I want you to go out there and find it for yourself. I've given you a little bait, and now I want you to go out and do this research. Follow me on Twitter at DonovanCarrollMM. I do apologize for the briefness of the podcast, but I don't want to beat a dead horse. I don't want to make this sort of mass shooting talk become hackneyed. Tweet me about Lent. Tweet me about your whole thoughts on the David Hogg conspiracy. And have a good night, and God bless.